it was one of those special nights for Ireland and Cork. On the water in Tokyo, Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy powered their way into the history books, picking up gold in the men's lightweight double sculls final. It's only the 10th ever gold medal for Ireland in the history of the Summer Games, and it was done in style with the men from Skibbereen edging out Germany, who had pushed them all the way. Let's go to Tokyo now and talk to Des Cahill. Des, good morning. They wear it lightly, don't they? But these really are once-in-a-generation athletes.
That's for sure. And I like the way you got in the Cork bit as well in the intro. They do wear it very lightly, but they have written their names in the history books with a stunning performance. It was part of what's been a great day. We've had a win and a second place in sailing and a heartbreaking defeat for Sunita Pushpure, Justin. But as you say, Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy lighting up the games for Ireland. The Irish duo living up to their favourites tag. They powered their way to victory, edging out Germany, who pushed them all the way, with Italy finishing in third place. This was the gold medal performance.
1500 metres, 500 to go. Ireland in the gold medal position. Germany have eased back. And now we're into the final 500 metres. And McCarthy and O'Donovan are in front and heading for history. Italy, third place, but well off the pace. The gold medal will be decided between Ireland and Germany. And it's Ireland who have their noses in front now. It's nip and tuck. The Germans know they're under pressure, but O'Donovan and McCarthy are edging ahead slightly faster than the Germans at this stage, which is telling. They put everything into their start, the Germans. They hope to get enough of an advantage to keep them in front, but that doesn't reckon with the consistency of Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, who now have a decisive lead of a canvas, and they're on their way. 250 metres to go, and history is being made in Tokyo. It's Ireland from Germany for the gold medal in the lightweight men's double sculls. It's McCarthy and O'Donovan writing history for Ireland. Never before has Ireland won a gold medal in rowing, and this is going to be another historic day on the water for Irish rowing, as Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan come home in front. Their long, consistent, unbeaten record continued when it mattered most. They're home and hosed by a length. It's Ireland from Germany, and history is made on the water in Tokyo as Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan win gold. Gold for Ireland. Gold for Ireland. Silver for Germany. And the Italians come home in third place. And that is one more chapter of magnificence from the men from County Cork.
It certainly was. George Hamilton describing the drama, and after their glorious win, Fintan and Paul spoke with Claire McNamara, who suggested that their tactic of holding a steady pace while the Germans and Italians attacked early ultimately paid off.
I think so, yeah. That's the race plan we had. And we do it all the time, like, and it seems to work okay for us. And we kind of know that Italy and Germany always go hard, like, you can count on that. And then they slow down a bit, so once we're catching up to them, then we kind of knew that we were in a sustainable pace and kept going. But Germany made it hard for sure.
Yeah.
You really do it all the time. You came in here as the hottest of favourites, Fintan, but you handled it really well with your humour and everything, your laid-back attitude. But behind that, obviously, you're fierce, fierce competitors.
Yeah, I've kind of been thinking about it all day. It's bizarre. I've been pretty chilled out. Usually I'd be a bit more nervous than this. I guess I just felt really prepared. And you know how that expectation and stuff doesn't really weigh too heavily on us. We just do what we always do and the best we can, and it works, I guess.
You've such a collection of medals, Paul. You have the Olympic silver, obviously, from back in Rio, but now the gold that you really wanted, it's a really precious prize.
I suppose it's fine, yeah. I mean, you don't really think about the medal itself. Like, we're just there trying to be the best we can be, and hopefully it'll be the best of the rest of them, and it seems to be that today it was, so be pleased with that. Like,
fantastic stuff. And we'll be joined live here in our Tokyo studio by Fintan and Paul on Morning Ireland after 8:30. Now, I cannot emphasise the contrast in mood between the exhilarating high of the lads' gold medal and the bitter, devastating sense of disappointment which followed almost immediately afterwards when Sunita Pushpore, favourite in the women's single sculls, only finished fifth in her semi-final, and so Ireland's former European and world champion is not in tomorrow's final. It was agony for Sunita. She's now 39 and really has given her life to the sport and her Olympic dream. She's originally from Latvia, as people know, but the mother of two lives with her family in Ballincollig in Cork, both of her children born in Ireland, where she moved in 2006 with her husband Casper. She's the woman who has bridged the turnaround in Irish rowing's fortunes. Imagine, she was the only Irish rower at the London Olympics in 2012, and now despite European and world championships in between, she has suffered heartbreak at both Rio and now here in Tokyo. This year she was affected by illness and by injury. Had it been last year, I'm sure she would have won it, but this devastating disappointment, she couldn't even do an interview afterwards. But Irish Rowing's team manager Fergal O'Callaghan summed up the disappointment.
I have tears of joy for the boys and tears of sadness for Sunita. Real bittersweet in one race coming after the other. I know Antonio and the coaches will meet with her. She's got a race tomorrow. They'll meet with her and they'll do an analysis and see what needs to be improved for tomorrow. I can't imagine how she feels, to be honest myself. I feel devastated for her.
And just a word then on our gold medalists, first ever gold medal in rowing for Ireland. They've just been so incredible throughout this whole tournament, haven't they?
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Yeah, they really, really are. Claire, I started rowing in the mid-1980s. And I did a few years on the lightweight squad before the lads were probably out of nappies. And most of us back in Ireland at that time probably thought we'd never see a medal, never mind a gold medal. So it's just absolutely fantastic. But I said, pity about the race that came behind it.
It certainly was. And we had others in action in rowing. Aileen Crowley and Monica Dukarska finished fifth in the B final in the women's pair for an 11th place overall ranking. And Aoife Casey and Margaret Cremin had a strong showing in the B final of the lightweight women's double sculls, finishing second to Switzerland, 8th place ranking overall. Now in sailing, what a day we've had here so far. We've had a win and a second place. The action's still going on. But a big win in race 7 for Annalise Murphy. Picking herself up after the first 2 days wasn't easy. The odds of a medal stacked against her, but she's fighting hard. She's currently 6th in race 8, so a huge improvement for Annalise Murphy. And the Irish pair of Sean Waddalove and Robert Dixon have given their hopes of making the 49er medal race a major boost. They finished 2nd in the 5th of 12 races in the event, behind Denmark. The results saw Ireland move up to 8th place overall, and they've now finished 6th in race 6, and that brings them up to 7th place overall. It's day one of the Olympics golf, and here too, high hopes for the Irish with Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry on the team, but the weather is impacting. Let's go live to the course and join Gary Moran.
Yeah, well, conditions were ideal at the start of the day, as long as you don't mind a humid 28 degrees. That's what prevailed at Kasumi Kaseki Country Club. There was almost no breeze, and the American-like parkland course is in immaculate condition. It's long but not overly penal. The Austrian Sepp Straka, playing in the opening three ball, took full advantage with 8 birdies and no drop shots in an 8-under par 63, but it's been fairly ho-hum for the Irish duo. Rory McIlroy was 2 under after 4, but is now 1 under playing the 14th, tied 30th. Shane Lowry 1 under until the 12th. He's just bogeyed that, and that's when he had to come in because lightning forced a suspension around 80 minutes ago. Lowry on level par. An update on the weather situation expected shortly.
All right, thanks, Gary. In judo, Ben Fletcher has been beaten in the 100k men's judo, beaten via Waza Ari by the Uzbeki Mohammed Kurimov. And Ben struggled to hide his disappointment when he spoke with Joe Stack.
There's not a lot of time out there. It's a brutal sport. Yeah, he started really strong, and I conceded a point quite early on. Fine margins of this game, you know, like I couldn't get it back. I was able to put a bit of pressure on towards the end, but yeah, such is life.
Ben, Israel, February, a broken leg, and that's your first performance on the mat since, is that right?
Yeah, it was very touch and go, whether I'd get here or not, so yeah, I'm here, you know, it took a lot to get here. Yeah, I'm proud of that, anyway.
Tell me about the connections. Mum is from Brough in County Limerick.
Yeah, Mum's from Brough, County Limerick. And we've still got plenty of family in Brough and in Dublin as well. So I might not have the accent, but I'm very proud to represent them. And yeah.
Yeah. Tough on Ben Fletcher. Finally, in shooting, Derek Burnett's fifth appearance at an Olympics has just concluded. He has finished 26th in the men's trap qualifying. And Justin, we'll hand back to you. I know all Cork people will be claiming this victory. As a McCarthy, you can take extra pride and maybe bring some reaction from Cork.
Absolutely, Des. It's a wonderful day for the McCarthys, everyone from Cork, and indeed for Ireland as well.